This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
800-400-3697. Here's some stuff.
Okay. I'm ready.
510 says, all the feels means when something is emotional. The movie Up gives you all the feels.
Oh. Oh, that's cute.
An example of the term all the feels is watching The Notebook.
Oh, you do get all the feels.
All the emotions very deeply. Someone would say, I'm watching The Notebook and feeling all the feels.
Yeah, and crying ugly. That is a great movie. God, what a movie. Just all the feels, man.
Who saw that?
Everyone saw it.
Nobody did.
So good. I just ugly cried through that whole movie. It's so good. Oh, my God.
Lombard Street is paid for and maintained by San Francisco taxpayers. If the residents wish to go private, they would need to reimburse the city for the money put into the street, and then they could pay the money to maintain the street, says 510.
All right, whatever.
Yeah,
figure it out, people. I don't care. I avoid that area like the plague.
Yes, it's wrong to reserve and charge for Lombard. How do you discern who is or who isn't a tourist? I live in Marin. Would I be a tourist?
You are.
And if I choose to use that part of a route to some destination in the city. Those people made a choice to buy on this street.
That's
and
right.
They knew this could happen. Here's the thing.
This would happen. You're it was not, happening when they bought it.
You're not getting it all. You need to go by there on a summer tourist day. It runs all the way down that it's not just Lombard.
No.
Those houses right there.
The entire area is affected.
It's an entire cluster bleep. All the way. Anyone trying to park there has to wait for a gap in the line of cars waiting to go on Lombard to make a left to go through and park. Like, it's ridiculous.
I have a way to solve this. Tear the road up and make it straight.
Straighten it out. Mm-hmm. There's
but
that.
That will never happen. Can't have it both ways, though.
415 says, oh, okay, so can Hate Street start charging then? How about the taxpayer money
stops? Buy anything on there?
Well.
It's expensive, man.
Hate comes with its own tax, doesn't it? You know the one where the people are all, can you give me your money?
Right. Just to walk down the street, you
right.
got to pay your dues. Run the gamut.
Or get spit on.
Yeah, I don't want to get spit on. That's right. I've met that Penelope chick. Penelope.
808 says, oh my God, I'm agreeing with Hooman for once. Those residents chose to live on Lombard. Yeah, but the people a mile down the road didn't choose to live on Lombard, and they can't get into their own house.
Right. And all the parking around their house is gone, by the
right.
way. Yeah, whatever. There's always something that's a pain in the ass.
Well, listen, one of the things that's trippy, because I love San Francisco, and I've lived here before, but I wouldn't live here. Mm. I couldn't live here again. And it's because what it comes with. It comes with weird, like you can't park at the grocery store. You have to circle the grocery store to park.
Right. Yeah.
You, on any given day, might come across a parade and not be able to get to your destination.
Right.
And have to reroute entirely around. There's so many things that come with being in a beautiful big city. Living in one
and
is
noise.
Difficult.
You know, we go to bed so early. Like, mm-hmm. I would be afraid that, you know, like you couldn't live near the bus line or the cable car line. You couldn't live near bars. And you couldn't, it's just, you know, you just it's for some people and it's not for others.
Right. And the people who choose to, good on you.
Yep. And bad on you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Quit your bitching.
Hey, Bonnie, when you go out on leave for baby number three, can Michael Franti please come into the studio in your place?
Oh,
I can listen to that,
fun.
Man. There's no number three, everyone. We're done.
Sure about that?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Well, you were pretty sure after one.
No, well, listen.
Well, she's 40 now, right?
We've had these conversations, which aren't, none of them are public record, which is unfortunate, because if we do divorce and we find ourselves in that situation, I'm going to be like, listen, you hold on. The best earning years of my life. She went and had two kids and did it when I said we should. Like, I'm not going to win any of those arguments because none of that's. So, yeah, I'm probably in big trouble, but I'll tell you what. Two. We can only afford two. Mm. We cannot afford a third.
Just save all the stuff from the first and second one. You can afford a third one. No problem.
No way.
Don't you worry about it. Big family. Lots of fun.
Yeah. There's no way.
Backup kids. Come on. Let's
no.
do this.
Backup kids?
That's
what
right.
does that even mean?
I don't even want to say what that means. You got to have some backup kids.
Hey, I have two texts that came through. Both of them thank yous from our guests. One of them is from Michael Fronte. Thank you so much for surprising me by having me on air.
Oh.
It makes a huge difference in the first day's chart position to have you play six hooks of songs on the air. The record is doing better than any I have put out there, and it all has to do with how Alice has been so open to my music.
Oh, Michael.
We are open.
We are open.
He goes on to say, we're out on the road fighting the food fight every day, and we fill it at our shows. When
he probably
you guys
means
support...
fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
Fighting
well,
a food fight would
well,
be.
Well, you know,
crazy.
Support our music like this. you didn't have to have me on this morning. I really appreciate it. And then I got another one from Eddie. He said, I was tuning in this morning to the show. Thanks for the shout out. Love you guys.
Eddie Aft or Eddie
yeah.
Baller?
Eddie Baller.
Oh, I went over as Eddie Baller. I thought
it's
it was Eddie
Baller.
It's
got to
be
it
Eddie,
is
Baller.
Eddie Baller. Listen, Eddie Baller, since we've made up a new name for you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and practice.
Right.
Eddie Baller. I like that name.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, this is Eddie Baller.
That's good.
Here's a new song from this badass band that Eddie Baller likes. I'm the Eddie Baller.
Hi, radio family. I'm in Vegas, super hungover this morning, and wanted to thank you for making me smile through this hard, hungover time. Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Vegas to you.
Just sending wishes to Vinny for the best night tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, the father-daughter dance.
Yep.
There's so much going on with that. It's unbelievable.
Let's hear some
like
of the
what?
Stuff. Let's hear some
it
of the stuff.
It is just she's not been told what it is, but
right.
but the missus has been trying to buy her shoes.
Uh-huh.
So that she's trying them on and they didn't fit and she's trying to get them.
Uh-oh.
There's a whole thing going
without
on.
Without letting her know why she's getting her
right.
the shoes? Oh, my God, funny. So you still haven't told her?
No.
You're not going to tell her today?
No.
Is she freaking out wondering why she's getting new shoes?
Why
I
am
don't,
I getting new shoes?
You know
what's
what?
Going
I
on?
Don't know how the missus has talked to her about this, but they've been talking about this chance she's going to get to wear this one dress she likes.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
They're calling it the Nutcracker dress, but I don't know what that means.
It's like a ballet style?
I
thing?
Don't know what it means. I really don't.
A dancey dress. All
I've
right.
stayed outside of it because I don't want to spill any important details about anything.
Look at you growing up. That's amazing.
Don't grow up.
Grow up all the way, Vin.
707 says, regarding secret bank accounts, my husband had two credit cards maxed out, of course, that I knew nothing about until I started opening all the mail.
Oh, my God.
He wasn't opening bills either. I vowed not to help him pay them off. I have a hard enough time trying to figure out how to pay his medical bills that are in collections.
Oh, no.
You married a nightmare.
Yeah, how's that?
Not good. What's he buying?
That's medical no. bills don't go away either.
No, they don't.
They're there.
Gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage.
408 says, I have a feeling Michael Fronte album sales are about to go up.
Good.
Heck yeah.
Love that guy.
Sun Begins to Shine's got a great 60s, 70s kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, I liked all those songs.
Yeah, me too.
And they were, I mean, he was really putting his voice front and center. They were less party songs and more kind of, I love the
Is that the one you just mentioned, Vinny Hooman? Is that the one that I liked? What was the one?
Oh, the
name
one
that
you
liked
was number 4. Do you have the order still?
I don't know the name of it.
It's When the Sun Begins to Shine?
Yeah, When the Sun Begins to Shine.
Is that the one with the funky guitar?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When the sun begins.
510 says, the number one cause of divorce in America is money fights and money problems. Don't have secret accounts or secret spending. Unmarried couples shouldn't have joint accounts, though no recourse if the relationship goes south. We have two kids, though.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the word?
You're joined no matter
forever.
What.
Forever.
Mm-hmm. Should have another kid really solidify that.
That's not going to happen. There's no way.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'd be blown away.
Trust me, there's no way. We had long conversations.
Did you have long conversations about the first two?
And he did.
Well, the second one was the one where I'm like, listen, our hopes and dreams are different. I want to go surfing, and I want you and I to be a couple and do it all the time.
Yeah, that's not going to happen for a while.
and I don't. Another kid would really get in the way of the stuff I want to do.
What'd she say?
She said, but I really want another kid and a sister for our daughter.
What'd you say?
All right, I guess we'll try.
You didn't say, what about my feelings? What about my thoughts?
No.
What about me?
About his thoughts and feelings? He's a man.
Right.
Hello.
So he doesn't count. All right, everyone.
All right, everyone. It's Friday.
Oh, man.
No shame.
Hey, did you see Jay at the Winterland show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did?
Well, I saw him.
Yeah,
Did you get to meet his partner?
Oh, does he have a new hot girlfriend?
Does he?
He does, yes.
How hot is she?
Surprise. He's so adorable.
He is.
But he's a lot of, I mean, he seems like he'd be a lot of work. Like, he's got so much energy. Like, he's bouncing off the
walls. I don't know anything about all that. I just know that I saw him in the parking garage with the hottest chick. And he's like, oh, hey, Vinny, this is my partner. And the
partner.
Whole world went away because I don't remember any words after that. Because I'm like, oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
You know that I want Jay's girl.
Good Lord.
I wish that I had Jay's girl.
No, I'm fine. I'm more blessed than anybody needs to be.
Hashtag
trust me.
Blessed.
But I, wow. Wow.
Yeah, but the last time the world faded away, you know.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was super fun.
So you didn't meet her?
No, I don't.
Oh,
I don't believe
do.
I did. She's, will I be in love? Will the world fall away from me too?
Pretty.
I do love
Very
girls.
Pretty.
I met her in the green
room. I know
room
that you do.
Back there.
Oh, you met her too?
Yeah, backstage, and they're little, he was like, "You want a drink?" I'm like, "This is so cool."
Are those the two girls I was talking to?
Maybe. Were you in their room with Jay?
I don't remember.
Yeah, there were two girls there.
They
were
You'd
two
remember.
Girls. You probably met her, and you just were having a good time.
We're having a good time.
Don't stop me now.
Da 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 da.
All right, let's get out of here.
Okay, that's a great idea. All right, we're done.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happiest of Fridays to everyone listening.
Hooray!
Rip it up out there this weekend. Have a good one.
Have
You're
a good one.
Rip
it's
up.
It's supposed to be beautiful, Vinny. Like 70s tomorrow.
Nice, I know.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. So are you surfing?
On my way home, yes.
Oh, really? Right on your way home?
Well, not that there's any waves. There's no waves. I mean, I was just going to go for a swim.
Oh. So no one else should go
surfing. I'm probably
surfing.
Not going to go, actually. Yeah. I take it back. It's windy and junky out.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You don't want people to go.
What? Nothing.
Everyone should go enjoy the beach on days that aren't like today. Today's nice.
I don't even know why we're talking about
it. I don't
this.
Either.
So,
all right.
Make sure, I know you said you're going to do it, make sure and take a picture and have Chris post it so
yes.
we see the father-daughter.
I haven't posted to my Instagram in a long time, so I will post to my Instagram
Yay.
This weekend before the event.
Good
I'll do
idea.
A little pic.
Vinny is at Vin Hassan, VinHasson.
Right.
I actually posted something today. Did you see it? It's a post. It's a picture of me when I'm 4 years old with my brother, and he's 2 years old.
No.
And my mom said, and the Osmond brother trees are behind us.
Oh, neato.
Two of them, of the five. And I saw it. I'm like, oh, my God. So I posted it up there. I'm at Clarky Clark, C-L-A-R-K-I-E, C-L-A-R-K. I follow Brinny Boy, Brinnan, two N's, Y, boy. Vonda Wizard, Human TV, Uzette just gets Uzette because there are no other Uzettes.
Right.
And follow us. Don't listen, if you're following Alice 973 and not following us, you're missing out. And we're super mad at you and jealous that you follow Alice 973. She's got like, this Alice lady, she's got like 56,000 followers.
I know.
Yes, Vinny.
We're so much more interested.
I thought you wanted to get out of here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did want to go. Okay, bye, Sarah.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.